And for New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Good morning. At the end of last week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's administration rolled out new rules on greenhouse gas emissions from the natural gas, transportation, and electricity generation industries. The regs call for a greenhouse gas reduction of 25% below 1990 emissions levels by 2020. As we do most Mondays. We check in now with State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. He tells me some environmental groups are critical of the new regulations.
I think a lot of the environmental groups are really interested in ramping this up and really going after some of the major drivers, not just doing what you need to comply with the targets, but they're looking at not just the public side transportation sector, which the administration is targeting by trying to use cleaner, more fuel-efficient state vehicles and things like that, but they want to target the private side transportation sector, which really accounts for the bulk, along with home heating, of the emissions in Massachusetts. And that's where they feel like the administration's efforts have fallen short.
This looks far in advance of this Baker administration. Is there a way that a future governor could roll this all back?
To the extent that the law is on the books, Massachusetts is locked in. It would take an act of the legislature to roll back these targets for emission reductions. And in fact, the legislature has had discussions about the exact opposite. There has been talk, particularly in the Senate, about accelerating the pace of greenhouse gas reductions moving forward. You know, the administration is pointing long-term to some of the efforts in the bill last year that they passed that will bear fruit in the next decade or so to bring in offshore wind energy and also hydroelectric power that could power a lot of homes, do a lot for home heating, and reduce the use of natural gas in Massachusetts, which would have a positive impact on greenhouse gas emissions.
And that infrastructure, though, still needs to be built, right?
It does still need to be built. That's a major question mark. I think you saw last week a major step in that the federal government issued permits for what is known as the Northern Pass, a transmission project that Eversource is working on that would bring transmission lines from Canada through the White Mountains into southern New Hampshire, which is critical to hooking up hydropower to Massachusetts. It's only one of several transmission projects that could actually be used to do hydropower on a larger scale in Mass. New Hampshire is expected to make their own decision, the final hurdle for that project later this fall.
Another announcement that shook things up a little bit last week was that U.S. Representative Nikki Tsongas is not going to be running again. Some of the issues that she continues to be extremely passionate about include universal health care and supporting public health insurance options. Are any of the folks who have thrown their hat into the ring going to shake that up any? Or is that the way they're leaning
to? It'll be interesting. That district, particularly after redistricting in 2012, arguably got a little more conservative. Still rooted in, you know, the blue-collar, working-class, former industrial cities up in the Merrimack Valley area like Lowell and Haverhill and Lawrence, reliably Democratic votes. But a lot of towns moving to the west along the New Hampshire border were added to that district. It is slightly more conservative. So it would be interesting to see how some of those health care issues play out. Certainly you'll see someone like Senator Jamie Eldridge, who ran for that seat in 2007 when Tsongas first won it, and is looking at it again. He campaigned hard on single-payer health care at the time. He's championed it in the Massachusetts legislature and in the Senate now, and he's likely to bring that to the campaign trail if he gets into the race, for sure.
And speaking of health care, it's going to come up this week in the state Senate, isn't it?
It is. The Senate appears to be getting going on their efforts to write a health care cost control bill by the fall. When the House and Senate decided that they were going to reject Governor Charlie Baker's reforms to Mass Health that sought savings in that program, which have been growing due to enrollment quite rapidly and kind of squeezing out a lot of spending on other areas of the budget, the Senate said that they were going to hold some hearings and try to write a bill by the fall. And the first hearing we're expecting now will take place on Thursday. A good group of senators who spent some time last year traveling to other states to hear about strategies that they're employing, states like Minnesota, and they spoke to people in Oregon and other places. They're going to be kicking off some hearings with stakeholders, including business groups and providers and insurers and health advocates, to kind of seek some feedback and try to start writing this bill for the fall.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Carrie Healy. You're listening to New England Public Radio.